I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle. Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
The biggest voices in sports.
They crowned their ass, but they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
The heartbreak.
Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh, my God! It's picked off at the goal line. It's picked off by Gus Butler. Intended for Lockett at the goal line. Oh, my word.
The celebrations.
Driving forward, diving to the goal line. A touchdown and a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Look at Brady. One more ring.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Damn straight it's the Bulletin Blitz on your hump day. It is Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. And Bart, we start today's Blitz with the Golden State Warriors. They finally won a play-in game. I know that was a dream that Steph Curry and the crew had their entire careers, ever since they were little boys, dribbling the basketball, just wanted to avoid getting bounced out of the play-in tournament. I'm being facetious there. Let's go to Steph Curry. He says he is relieved to make the postseason.
After a 12-3 start, an emotional roller coaster of the season, for us to be able to, you know, climb our way back into relevancy and then, you know, trick off a couple opportunities to get it done within the 82. It just came down to, you know, having one game where we just get a win however we could, and thankfully it happened.
And also now they don't have to play Friday. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to then have a short turnaround and play on Sunday. They get some rest. But this is an experience that they have not had. They keep getting in these play-in games. The Golden State Warriors keep getting in these play-in tournaments and not winning. So for them to finally win one, for them to get the Jimmy Butler help to do that, a big monkey off their back, maybe something to propel them going forward. They are a favorite against the Houston Rockets, but, you know, to get that win, to get a little bit of a extra, you know, home gate, that never hurts either if you're the owners, but you also want to win those games if you're going to do that. Unlike your Chicago Bulls.
No, we'll get there literally right now, because stop me if you heard it before. The Miami Heat have eliminated the Chicago Bulls. You could have stopped as soon as I said Miami. The Bulls are meant to lose in the first round of the play-in tournament. That's what they're built for, to be just mid. Anyway, he did win. 109-90 was the final score in a game that absolutely nobody cared about. Bart, they eliminate him today. They eliminate him last year. In 2023, the Heat eliminated the Bulls again. In 2013, the Miami Heat eliminated the Chicago Bulls. In 2011, the Miami Heat eliminated the Chicago Bulls. They cannot beat them. So here's head coach Eric Spoelstra. Says the team is in a good place.
Guys feel great about this win. We've really put a lot into this. This is not something that could just, you know, happen overnight. You know, we feel like there's been some good things you know, happening the last several weeks, and this is the first time we've been, you know, mostly whole in a while where guys feel good.
It took them a while to recover. After they traded Jimmy Butler, they went on a 10-game losing streak at one point. So, you know, this has not been a great season for them. Look, credit Eric Spoelstra. You were able to go into Chicago and beat the Bulls.
Might as well be North Miami.
So now they are going to advance to take on the Hawks, a team that doesn't seem too interested in continuing their season. That game will be on Friday night. It's always a little confusing because the first night of the play-in, a team made the postseason. And then the second night, you're like, okay, so the Heat are in. Well, no, they got to take on the Hawks, right. A team that lost the other night. But now the Hawks are the home team, remember, because they had the better. It takes a minute. And then even when you're watching it, you're like, what happens now? And then they do this. And I don't know. I'm ready for the real playoffs to begin.
Yeah, me too. Get me out of all this Fugazi, Fakakta stuff. All right, let's switch gears, go over to the NFL, because obviously we are just getting ever so closer to the NFL draft. Joe Shane, Giants general manager, spoke to the media. I don't know why. He's at number 3. He has 2 teams that needs to make their decision before he gets the pick. Joe Shane, however, says the Giants, they are not forced to draft a quarterback at 3.
With the signing of those 2 players, I think we put ourselves in a position where, you know, I don't think that's mandatory or something that we're, you know, our feet to the fire and we have to do. You know, I think the 2 guys we signed have played a lot of ball. They've got a lot of skins on the wall, and I do think we've upgraded that room, you know, compared to where it was a year ago. I like the 2 guys that we have, and, you know, Tommy's still in there, and he's won games for us too, and he's still developing, you know, so we're happy with the makeup of the room right now.
See, this is something you say after everybody knows that you're holding a couple of workouts this week, including with Shedeur Sanders. Then you have to backtrack and say, well, actually, no, it's this. So you play the little dance. You don't want to choreograph what you do, and actions speak louder than words. So when there's an action that speaks pretty loudly, you got to at least dial it back with some words. I'm still on the Giants to Shedeur, Shedeur to the Giants train. I'm still there. No matter what Joe Shane says, I understand I may be wrong about that. I just feel like if you have a top pick and you need a quarterback, you take a quarterback. Good thing is we're going to find out in 8 days.
Yeah, and I'm starting to get on that train with you, because when you refuse to name Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, they're just, you know, the guys that we signed, they're taking a quarterback. All right, let's sneak one more in here. Here's Ashton Jensen. He's going to be a top NFL draft pick. Someone's going to need a really good running back. He might be a 3-down guy. He might be the best back in the draft, although I do like Amarian Hampton as well. Ashton Jensen talked about the process of meeting with multiple teams during the draft.
Conversations have been great. I mean, especially you see with, you know, what Saquon was able to do in, you know, bringing his team all the way to the Super Bowl. But a lot of teams have a need for a running back, you know, a workhorse that you can, you know, take most of the load throughout the game and, you know, wear defensives down. And, you know, they're seeing real value in that from the running back position now.
Genty gave a note to all 32 GMs. That said, it's tackle football. You know what I'm saying? I draft a guy they can't tackle. Thank you for your time, Ashton Genty. That note via the Players Tribune. I think 6 is the lowest he goes to the Raiders. You could get another team that, even Jacksonville, could talk themselves into it next week. We will find out.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.